Let's get to some Major League Baseball, the slate today here on a Wednesday. And we saw the Marlins and Blue Jays split the first two games of their series. Nationals really so far running roughshod over the Guards. Brewers look like just no slowing down there. Mariners getting the best of the A's so far here in their first two games. And the poor Gigantes, Jensen, they just don't seem to beat up on the D-backs or anybody else these days.
Yeah, again, Daily Diamond here for everyone tuning in. And obviously, this is going to be one of those split slates on getaway day here on a Wednesday. Some early action that we can take a look at. Listen, the Marlins have put up a lot of offense here this year, maybe more so than what people realize. And I think the matchup today could certainly favor them in a matinee affair. Always tough to go against Kevin Gausman, especially with him being at home at the Rogers Center. He is hysterical, too, when he posts. I don't know if you saw it on Tuesday night. He goes, if the roof isn't open, we riot. And I think that is the hysterical part of seeing some of these guys. I would expect that we'll see, at least if the weather is nice north of the border today, the roof could be open there. But a really nice power pitching matchup. I actually do kind of favor the Marlins here, Dave, as a road underdog, which they, you know, have been a while this year. They are underwater at 6-10, but the way that we've gone here and seeing the inconsistency of the Blue Jay lineup might be an advantageous spot if you want to back the dog here in the first game of the day.
So right now, plus $1.29 is what I'm seeing on Yuri Perez here against Gausman, $1.56 if you're backing the Blue Jays in that spot. Jensen, as we continue here with the Daily Diamond, sorry, boys, I ran through that stop sign there before this segment here. The Guards really been struggling against the Nats, Jensen. Can they get off on the good foot today and at least salvage one here against Washington?
Hey, they better start scoring because that's all the Nationals do these days. And it was another offensive outburst yesterday, early 4-0 lead. Nationals make it stand up. They're going for the sweep of the Guardians today. But I do think we get some resistance. And I think Gavin Williams, boy, the elixir you're looking for, outstanding start previously in Philadelphia against Christopher Sanchez, one of the best pitch games all year, Dave. This a classic decide what your risk is here against Miles Michaelis. Would you want to lay the run line here at plus $1.09? Or you could probably take the alternate run line to be safe since it is the home team, Dave, something Adam Burke and I always like to do. And if you are looking that route, it's probably a shorter price than laying the $1.93 on the money line for Cleveland today. That would be my recommendation in that one. Looking at a couple other early ones, Cardinals and Brewers, it's been an offensive explosion here for the Brew Crew, but I think we might get a little more run suppression today. Brewers have not announced a starter just yet, but it will be Dustin May for St. Louis. He's pitched the ball really well for a surprising Cardinal team. Brewers have taken advantage, though, and handled this series this far. So the under 8.5 would be a lean for me. Mariners Athletics, really one-sided matchup here, Dave. And you're getting a short money line price on Logan Gilbert for the Mariners. $1.31 at DraftKings right now. Very much like that spot against the first place Athletics. They'll send Jeffrey Springs to the mound today. That is a, I think if you're looking to a money line early on today, that might be a spot to go to.
Let me ask you a little bit more and drill down a little bit on the Nats, because they're two games over 500. Right now, they're a game and a half back of a wild card spot. Yet they are 13-1 to make the postseason. The Mets, who are 8 games back of a wild card spot, are 6-1. I mean, wrap your head around that. The Mets are 6-1. The Nats are 13-1. And even a team that you know I like, the Fighting Fish there, are at 14-1 to make a wild card. By the way, there's no way I'm playing the Mets at 6-1 to make the postseason. Whether they make it or not, that's not the point. That team is just a dumpster fire. With the Nationals and the way they hit it, and I wonder, again, we've talked about this a little bit before the year, as far as impending doom with a potential lockout, whatever you want to call it here for Major League Baseball, would the Nats go make moves if before the trade deadline here they go get some more pitching? Because Jensen, at 13-1, I'd rather take a nibble on that or the Marlins at 14-1 before I'd ever even look at, say, the Mets at 6-1 to make a run here for a wild card spot.
Listen, you're looking at the top scoring offense in baseball right now. And a lot of the other categories really are great offensively. Top 5 in homers, top 4 in OPS. They're actually 3rd in stolen bases. So the dynamic of the offense has been really remarkable. They're going to get a crash course and going up against some better starting pitching, though, when they come back home. San Diego for three, and then the Marlins with all the big boys in that rotation. Alcantara, Yuri Perez, Max Meyer, all the probables there for what all of a sudden becomes a pivotal National League East division series beginning next week. So like the offense, they need some more help as far as the pitching goes, but still one of the best stories thus far in the National League. That indeed are the Washington Nationals. Phillies and Padres, by the way, that Diamondbacks Giants game, I know yesterday, very interesting to see that pitching matchup, but today, Michael Soroka, Trevor McDonald in a getaway day. Ball travels a little bit differently during the day than it does with the marine layer there at night. I still think, though, with the struggles of the Giants offense, I would lean towards the under 7.5. Soroka has been one of the best starters for the Diamondbacks this year, so I like that price. Also out west in a matinee affair, hey, Christopher Sanchez, come on down. How do you continue this scoreless streak? Well, you get Walker Buehler and the Padres on the road here. I know it's a more bloated money line price, but hard to get away from the dominance that he's had, looking at not only how he was scoreless and flawless against the Guardians in his last start there at Citizens Bank Park. But Dave, if you go look back at where he's been now, you know, the month of May is a scoreless month of May. We're talking 32 innings of scoreless baseball, 36 strikeouts against three walks. The Phillies would be the lean for me in that series finale against the Padres today.
Yeah, I can't go against him right now with the role that he's on, even though it is $1.67, that price point we're seeing there. Boy, if you've been fading the Cubs here in this 10-game losing streak, Jensen, you could have made a ton of money. But how did we possibly see this coming? Could we see this free fall happening?
I don't know if we could, but today might be the day that they finally get back on the right side. As Dave alluded to, a $100 better. If you rolled the money line fading the Cubs during this 10-game losing streak, you are netting a profit of $155,000. I would pocket it today. If you have had the foreshadowing ability, I think finally we get the Cubs back on the right side of things. It is Jameson Taillon up against a tough customer in Bubba Chandler. They are a short underdog here on the road, but enough's enough. You know, whether they got to break out some shenanigans, what have you, I think the Cubs finally find their way back to a win. One total that I did put in already, Dave, it's a night game tonight. Twins and White Sox going to play an alternate over eight at -$1.08. Minnesota is 16-10 to the over as a road team this year, and the White Sox have been pretty resilient in scoring runs after a loss, 15-11 to the over after a defeat, which they had last night. So I think we get some offense. Pitching matchup today, going to be Connor Prelip and David Sandlin. And so an over eight, I know it's at $1.18. I found $1.08 on Novig. Best price I'm seeing there right now. So that would be a total. And then Dave, we talked about Shohei Ohtani getting hit by that pitch. He is going to be on the mound tonight against the Rockies. Opta AI is very bullish on the under in his strikeout prop today. This is fascinating. So Opta AI has him projected below five strikeouts. His prop is 7.5. I will happily take the under because it is the pitching hand he got hit on. So we'll see if there's any lingering effects. They're going to be ultra cautious. I'm playing the under 7.5 -$1.24 in that regard.
The Dodgers are -$4.24 on the money line against Sugano and the Rockies today. I say again, the Dodgers are -$4.20, not a series price, individual game, one game. I mean, that's, I don't know that I've seen one higher. $4.24 with Ohtani on the bump today against the Rocks. Fascinating.